This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
The Washington National Cathedral is starting to fill up for the funeral of late President George H.W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice tells Fox News today is a big day for the country.
I was fortunate to be on his National Security Council staff, and he really is the epitome of a public servant. He taught me a lot about how to be a public servant.
Granddaughter Barbara Bush Pierce tells NBC's Today Show she's heard a lot of great stories about her grandfather since his passing.
Shocked. I have some memory of meeting him somewhere and how they found him funny or how loving he was or how personable he was. And that's a really wonderful gift to us.
Although the official start of winter is still a few weeks away, temperatures across the country are dropping. Parts of every single state are expected to see below freezing temperatures either today or tomorrow morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A Turkish prosecutor is demanding arrest warrants be issued for two Saudi nationals for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The chief prosecutor's office in Istanbul filed paperwork Tuesday to obtain warrants for two men close to the Saudi crown prince. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says cross-border tunnels that Hezbollah has constructed with the support of Iran are being destroyed by the Israeli military along the Lebanese border. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Prime Minister Netanyahu described Hezbollah's goal for the tunnels.
These cross-border terror tunnels were built by Hezbollah with direct support and funding from Iran. They were built with one purpose in mind, to attack and murder innocent Israeli men, women, and children.
I also spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces.
We decided to launch the operation now, before Hezbollah had the ability to become operational, and before the threat became really imminent to Israeli civilians.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Postal Service is suspending regular mail delivery and retail service today to honor the late former President George H.W. Bush. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
To honor the life and legacy of President George H.W. Bush, the Postal Service will observe the National Day of Mourning by closing all retail locations, suspending all regular mail delivery, and limiting package delivery across the nation. Americans are being encouraged to remember the vast contributions of former President George H.W. Bush.
A former New York City mayor is spending some time in Iowa, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Registered Democrat and former New York mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, recently said that he'd have to be close to a decision by mid-January if he's going to run for the White House in 2020. He has been in the early voting state of Iowa, though, recently. Yesterday at a Q&A session, which followed the screening of his new climate change documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh.
It would be helpful if people call their federal government representatives, senators and congressmen, and say, it's not a commie plot. This is really happening.
Outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan is postponing his farewell address due to the state funeral of President George H.W. Bush. Ryan had scheduled his address for the Library of Congress this afternoon. No new date has been announced. Ryan surprised many people when he announced he would retire from Congress at year's end. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the info is right there. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking to him again. It's been a while. Last time we talked about his best-selling book that was the best-selling book which he wrote, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much, the story of Dorothy Kilgallen. And there has been something that has always, you know, kind of connected with my consciousness when it came to Dorothy Kilgallen. I don't know. I'm going to bring Mark Shaw on right now. He is the author. Mark, first of all, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, there's something about Dorothy Kilgallen. Maybe because as a kid, I saw her many times on What's My Line. I wasn't necessarily a, one to note celebrities like this, but something about Dorothy Kilgallen, stuck in my mind, and there was just something about her. In fact, I thought it was kind of curious that she was on the panel. I knew her as a reporter, knew her as an investigative reporter. But that was about the extent of it. But what you have, shared with us in both your books now, in The Reporter Who Knew Too Much and this brand new book that was just released, Denial of Justice, Dorothy Kilgallen, Abuse of Power, and the Most Compelling JFK Assassination Investigation in History, you bring so much, to help us understand, you know, the person of Dorothy Kilgallen.
Well, you know, you're a man of the truth and a curious person, Bill, and so, I'm not surprised that you kind of had this interest in Dorothy Kilgallen, because that's what got me too. That's what hooked me about her. I knew just what you knew. I never knew anything much more about her than the fact that she was that kind of star panelist on What's My Line, which was watched by CBS on CBS for 15 years every Sunday night. People glued their eyes to that show. It was a live show. They guessed unusual occupations, and there was Dorothy guessing more than anybody else. Bennett Cerf called her kind of like a prosecutor, one of her panelists, Bennett Cerf. And so that's all I knew about her. And then through a kind of a quirk of fate, and I believe it was meant to be, when I was interviewing Melvin Belli, who was the famous San Francisco lawyer, represented Jack Ruby and the Rolling Stones and others, he had a comment to me about Dorothy, and it just stirred interest in me that there was more to her than what I knew. And, yes, you talked about an investigative reporter. She covered many of the high-profile trials of the 20th century, the Dr. Sam Shepard case, which became the fugitive, the Lindbergh baby kidnapping case, the Lenny Bruce First Amendment case where she testified for him. She had a radio show listened to by a million people in New York City every day, and she had the Voice of Broadway column, which was syndicated to 200 newspapers. And I thought, my goodness sakes, I need to look into what what this woman was all about. And then I learned about this mysterious death she had, and that's what got me started.
Well, you know, and to broaden out a little bit more about this woman of influence, I mean, she was extremely successful,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, she was, and it's interesting, you know, she's become an inspiration. As you said, the reporter who knew too much became a bestseller, and we've sold the movie rights and all of that, and I've written a new book for three or four reasons that I'll tell you about, but what I think has inspired so many people, every author hopes that he'll touch the emotions of readers. And that's what happened with the reporter who knew too much and now is happening with denial of justice. They somehow connect with Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason is because in a day and age when the gender barriers were even tougher than they are now. I mean, women were supposed to be, Bill, you remember, not in the back seat of a car then. They were supposed to be in the car behind.
Right.
And yet Dorothy overcame all of that. She was a college dropout at 18 years old. And I've got a photograph in the new book, which is written for people who read the first one and who didn't, of her sitting at Warner Brothers with the legendary film star Betty Davis. This is 4 years after she dropped out of college. She had ascended to that kind of a status where the New York Post called her the most powerful female voice in America. And so she's a real inspiration to everybody, but especially young women I've heard from around the world who are thinking about getting into journalism just because of Dorothy.
Well, and I think that in light, and you as a journalist, you know, journalism right now in this age of the information age in which we live in has been compromised a bit. And Mark, it really is the onus is on true journalists like yourself in telling stories, you know, of Dorothy Kilgallen, again, honorable journalist that honored and respected the true principles of journalism.
Yeah, if you look at a photo on the DorothyKilgallenStory.org where we have all of the photographs of Dorothy and quotes about her and interviews and her columns and everything, Bill, she's standing in the middle of the courtroom and all the other reporters are around her.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy was a reporter of integrity. She didn't decide her conclusions and then make the facts fit. She found the facts and then she let the readers make up their own mind. How many readers of the books have told me, we wish we had a reporter like Dorothy Kilgallen, or we wish we had an anchor on television like Walter Cronkite or David Brinkley or those kinds of journalists and you know, that basically gave us the facts. They didn't try to cloud it in terms of political views on their part or slanted or whatever. We could count on them for the truth. And Dorothy Kilgallen was like that. And that's why it's so important to look at exactly what she did with the JFK assassination, because unlike anybody who's ever written about it, including me, we weren't there.
Right.
Dorothy Kilgallen obviously was there at the Jack Ruby trial. And in the new book, we can talk about some of the shocking disclosures that I present based on a knowledge that Dorothy was on the job there and reporting the facts.
And this is why you had to follow up the reporter who knew too much with denial of justice, one of the reasons, right?
Yes, it is. I found out more information about this mysterious death. As you know, she died in November of 65 in a bedroom she never slept in, the staged death scene, no question about that. Mm-hmm. I found out more information about the main suspect in her death. I found out then something that just shocked me. A reader down in Fresno, California, called me and said, I have something for you, Mr. Shaw. I picked up your book at 5 o'clock, read it by the time I went to bed, and I have something for you. Do you know about the Jack Ruby trial transcripts?
Mm.
And I said, well, I know about them, but I've never really looked into it. He said, well, you need to, and I'm going to send them to you. And so he sent me 2,000 pages of the Jack Ruby trial transcripts, Bill. It took me 2.5 weeks to go through them. And I went ahead and took excerpts from them, and the pages are embedded in the book.
Yes.
And when people read these documents, it will shock them because it destroys any semblance of an idea of Oswald alone. I'll just give you a couple examples.
Okay.
There's a testimony in there, and Dorothy's in the front row watching and listening, where it says that Jack Ruby was actually in the Dallas Morning News offices at exactly the same time JFK was killed, and he was watching the assassination out a window that faced the book depository.
Yes.
That's the first shocking one. The second is that there's a telephone call overheard by him the day before he shot Oswald saying he would be there when the transfer took place, that he was getting into the basement of the Dallas Police Department based on the fact that he was acting like a reporter. So Dorothy knew all of this, and I've actually taken these excerpts and put them up on my website, markshawbooks.com, so people can look at them and make up their own mind. But It's amazing to me because if you look at all the columns that Dorothy wrote about the JFK assassination, they go back directly to what she listened to and watched at the Jack Ruby trial.
We're talking with Mark Shaw, his book, Denial of Justice, Dorothy Kilgallen, Abuse of Power, and the Most Compelling JFK Assassination Investigation in History. We've got more from Mark after the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You're one step away from surrender. One step away from coming home. Coming home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Mark Shaw continues with us, his brand new book, Denial of Justice. It's the follow-up to the best-selling book, The Reporter Who Knew Too Much. We're talking Dorothy Kilgallen. So, Mark, you get this call that leads you to the transcript right. of the Ruby trial, and there is gold in them thar hills.
Well, yes, and what's amazing to me is that all the authors who have written about the JFK assassination through the years, and you start with Vincent Bugliosi and Stephen King and Gerald Posner and Bill O'Reilly and everybody else, mm-hmm. you know, and including me. We didn't do enough research to realize that the Ruby trial transcripts were gold, as you say, mm-hmm. because that's, you know, you don't, there's no speculation there about the fact that the Oswald alone theory is bash. It's just ridiculous. It was ridiculous mm-hmm. back in the 60s when J. Edgar Hoover was shouting it to the world and brainwashing the world with regard to that crazy stuff. But now we have these documents, and they're on the MarkShawBooks.com website. They're also in the book and all of that, and people can see this testimony from sworn witnesses. And perhaps you're wondering, or your listening audience, well, why didn't anybody catch this? We have gone back and looked at the newspapers of the time, Bill, and there was none of this information in there. And the reason was because Hoover was shouting Oswald alone, and so that's all the jurors were looking at. That's all the newspaper people were looking at. And so basically everybody missed it, but now that's going to be available. It's my contribution to history, and I hope that people will take a look at those and make up their own mind then as to what happened back in 1963.
Well, as you write, Mark, you know, just like the setting of the room where they found the body of Dorothy Kilgallen, it was manufactured. This whole narrative on JFK has been manufactured. This is why so many of us are, you know, we have lost faith in our government. Because how do you take out a president of the United States, you assassinate him, and then you come up with these goofy stories about a misguided bullet, a round found in his, in the gurney, his brain is missing. I mean, all this intrigue and mystery, and then, oh yeah, we've got hundreds of reporters, including Dorothy Kilgallen, who were looking into this, that suddenly die, mysteriously die. It's almost like dealing with the Clintons, Mark. It's like, you know, like I was saying to a friend of mine, how many people in your circle of friends do you know that where there is a person that has died, much less dozens of people that died? You know, it's so incredible and unbelievable that you know there's so much more to the story that we're not able to find out. And the fact of the matter is, as many of us, we can't buy into what the government's telling us. And they've compromised themselves there. So if they've compromised themselves there, how much else is compromised within our government?
Well, the book's set up as a true crime murder mystery, so people can take a look at it just like the first one, and it's written for people who read the first one and the second one did. But overall, it's important to realize that, in my opinion at least, the government is very reluctant, it almost never happens, to expose government corruption. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really matter whether it was in the 1960s with Dorothy. I mean, you look at her. She was writing a book for Random House. She was going to expose all this material she heard in the Ruby trial transcript. She's the only one to have interviewed Jack Ruby at trial. She had all this material. She went to New Orleans, connected Marcello, this Don, with Ruby and Oswald. Mm-hmm. She was writing the book for Random House. And, you know, I guess the best quote was one from her hairdresser, which is up on that DorothyKilgallenStory.org. She told him, if the wrong people knew what I know about the JFK assassination, it would cost me my life. And she was dead a couple weeks later.
Right.
They could not let her write that book. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't let her expose his cover-up. Marcello couldn't let her expose his being involved in the JFK assassination. So then you say, okay, there's a cover-up of Dorothy's death, a cover-up of what happened to JFK in 63, a government cover-up of what happened to Dorothy in 65. The Warren Commission is a mess. Last night when I gave this presentation in San Francisco at the Commonwealth Club, I took the Warren Report and threw it on the floor. It's a joke. It had none of the evidence that made any sense. Dorothy was never called and all of that. Then you move up to the House Select Committee on Assassinations in the 70s. Dorothy's never even mentioned. All in all the books, it's not. And then you look at today, you know, where partial revelations of the JFK files are given to us, but not all of them, for whatever reason. What can be the relevance of these documents now for something that happened that long ago. So
we
continue this pattern, and it's continued on to my requesting the New York District Attorney's Office to look into Dorothy's death. They agreed to do so last year. I worked with them on all the evidence I had, and then they slammed the door on it. I'm back at their doorstep again with the new book and the new revelations. But it's very difficult, as you know, Bill, to get any transparency.
Exactly.
And how many politicians run on that platform? Boy, we are going to open up everything
so
the American
exactly.
public knows, and then that never happens.
Well, we got a little bit of taste with Donald Trump, who did release some of the documents. We were told that all of them were going to be released regarding the JFK investigation, and suddenly the trapdoor came down on us.
Yeah, and you know, and why? National security, something having to do with that. It just, like you said, you know, unfortunately we're living in a day and time where people don't know who to believe when you come to journalism. We don't have reporters like Dorothy Kilgallen anymore, or Walter Cronkite or whatever. And then with government, who are we supposed to believe? I mean, just think about the fact if we had politicians in office who were, believed in transparency and we could get past all this, what we could do for this country with the global warming, with the violence, with the gun situation, you know, with all of the things that are going on, the things that affect people every day. Not some of this craziness about politics and who slept with who and who's lying about what or whatever.
Right.
It's distressing, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it's all in the truth, Mark. If we can, you know, this is what the show is all about. As you know, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And this is critical. If we know the truth, if we're making decisions based on the facts, we're a lot better off. And then we have the real opportunity of exercising the fullness of what, you know, the American way of life is all about. Now, regarding the transcripts themselves, because we only have a couple of minutes left, Mark, and we've got to have you back because we could spend a lot more time on this as we started out when we first opened up the conversation here. But what was it that glaringly came out and hit you right between the eyes when you were breaking down the testimony of Jack Ruby?
I tell you, I shouted wow as loud as I could when I read, and you have to think about this. Ruby always said he just happened by the basement of the Dallas Police Department and shot Oswald, and everybody bought that story. I read this testimony at the trial. Dorothy's in the front row. She learns this. This is what made her so dangerous, that Jack Ruby is standing in the Dallas Morning News offices across the way from Daley Plaza, looking out a window that faces Daley Plaza, Bill, watching the assassination, which means he knew about it before it happened. That's
exactly.
The one. And the other is that he admitted in a telephone call that was overheard he would be there when Oswald was transferred. Those are the things that just made me, I even got a shiver when I just said them, because it changes everything about the way the JFK assassination should be viewed. They're the most important JFK assassination documents in history, and hopefully people will pay attention to them.
Well, and the way Jack Ruby also set this up in presenting himself as a reporter, I mean, he ingratiated himself with the police. He already had kind of an inside track, supposedly,
right.
You know, we read previously. Because, with him being the operator of a strip club, there were some officers there. But, I mean, he's bringing sandwiches to them. He was an often visitor there to the police station, was he not?
Right, exactly. He sure was.
Wow, what a setup. But this is an incredible book. Let me tell you, you will not put this book down. This is so compelling. Mark, again, another outstanding job, and I thank you for it and look forward to having you back because we need to do a follow-up on denial of justice. Dorothy Kilgallen, Abuse of Power, and the most compelling JFK assassination investigation in history. Mark Shaw on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Bill, you're a good man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some
of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News.
The Washington National Cathedral is starting to fill up for the funeral of late President George H.W. Bush. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice tells Fox News today is a big day for the country.
I was fortunate to be on his National Security Council staff, and he really is the epitome of a public servant. He taught me a lot about how to be a public servant.
Granddaughter Barbara Bush Pierce tells NBC's Today Show she's heard a lot of great stories about her grandfather since his passing.
Shocked by how many people have some memory of meeting him somewhere and how they found him funny or how loving he was or how personable he was. And that's a really wonderful gift to us.
Although the official start of winter is still a few weeks away, temperatures across the country are dropping. Parts of every single state are expected to see below freezing temperatures either today or tomorrow morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, don't forget, by the way, we're givers, right? It's the holiday for giving, and I've got three gifts for you. All you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me which you would want. We'll put you in the hopper, pull your name out. Excuse me. Make sure you include your address with it. We have Ace Collins' book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. You're going to love this book. It's great sharing with your family, great conversation, takes you back, explains, you know, how the candy cane came about, why the colors of Christmas, Christmas caroling, Christmas cards, the whole deal. It is terrific. You'll love this book. We have the DVD, we're thankful for, An Interview with God, as one person wrote after seeing the movie. He, you know, had to think, okay, what would I want? What questions would I ask of God? Good movie. And then also our official just released Bill Martinez Live t-shirt. You're going to love it. Nice soft touch. It is brilliant. And on the front, it's titled God's Got This. So God's got this, whatever problem. God's got you, got this, however way you want to refer it. People are loving it. So choose whether you want the T-shirt. By the way, T-shirts only large and extra large. Okay, sorry, ladies. I know, and some of you ladies love, you know, big T-shirts, you know, bed T-shirts and all this. This is perfect for you. It's not, you know, form-fitting, small, extra small like that. So just two sizes, large, extra large. Let me know which size. The DVD, Interview with God, and also Ace Collins' book, Stories Behind the Great Traditions of Christmas. Make sure in the email you tell me which you want, and your address, and we'll go from there, okay? Well, we're going to be talking about Operation Devil Horns. It's a true story. And this is what happens when a U.S. sanctuary city becomes a base of operations and hideout for a violent immigrant gang. Ray Bulger, who's a journalist with over 20 years of experience covering business, technology, finance, government, and crime, is with us right now. Ray, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Well, Ray, how did you get involved? I mean, you know, years of experience, you business, technology, and then you end up looking into MS-13. How did that come about?
Well, initially I was introduced to the lead case agent through a common friend, a filmmaker, a Naval Academy grad, a Navy pilot by the name of Steven Oliveira, and he put us in together to write this book, the true story of Operation Devil Horns.
So you get together with him, he starts laying this out, and you can't get your pencil and your paper out fast enough to start taking notes.
Yeah, I mean, it's an epic story, a four-year-long investigation involving criminal informants and a lot of political challenges, as you were referring to earlier, just in addition to just strategic and tactical police work. Mm-hmm. So it's a great story, and yeah, you're right. I mean, I was engaged by the just the terrific nature of the story, although it's real.
Yeah, well, you talk about the prelude to the story. Take us back to Christmas Eve 2004. What was going on?
Well, at the time, MS-13 had established itself in El Salvador and Honduras, and there was a horrific massacre of innocent civilians riding on a passenger bus near San Pedro Sula in Honduras, in which numerous people were MS-13 gang members basically surrounded the bus, opened fire with automatic weapons and killing men, women, and children. And it was essentially a message from the gang to the political leaders in Honduras not to attempt to crack down harder on the gang, basically. Mm.
They were saying there's a new sheriff in town?
Essentially.
Mm-hmm. So did MS-13, was that their point of origin, was Honduras?
Initially, they formed in L.A., actually.
Yeah, I thought,
Los Angeles, among a large wave of refugees, Salvadorans, escaping the turmoil, the civil wars in their country. Of course, most of these people are not criminals, but amongst them were some pretty tough customers who formed the initial gang in L.A.
And well, my understanding, Ray, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, my understanding was the original makeup of MS-13 in L.A. was not quite as violent as it has become. It was more initially set up to, you know, protect their interests, protect one another, and not necessarily to be so aggressive. Am I off on that?
Well, I mean, at the point they were a gang, they were tough. They were protecting their turf, I mean, against other ethnic gangs in the city, including Mexican gangs, and African-American gangs. So essentially, you know, this was their way of, protecting their own turf.
Right. But by the time they come out and they go full force in Honduras, it's no holds barred.
Right. I mean, they had formed, there's a large number of the MS-13 gang members who were deported to El Salvador and primarily, but Honduras as well.
Right.
And by that time, yeah, you're right, they had developed into a very violent street gang dealing in drugs and all the rest of the rackets that violent gangs do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would appear, based on the reports, that a lot of their focus is within the Hispanic community. Is that still the case, or are they starting to branch out?
Yeah, I mean, the primary victims of MS-13 are their own compatriots. Mm-hmm. And I would include in that the young men who are recruited into the gang through intimidation and fear. So Yes, primarily their own people, their own compatriots are their victims. But MS-13 doesn't discriminate in terms of who they might victimize.
Yeah, if you get in the way, you know, you're like everybody else. You're equal opportunity, so they're going to take you out, no problem. So as you were heading into this 4-year federal investigation into MS-13, walk us through this process. How did this come about? And we know how it came about, but what was the next thing that started happening?
In terms of working on the book?
Yes, in terms of working on the book. Well, just in terms of the revelation, you know, laying down the foundation, which eventually became the book. But as you started to get into this federal investigation, you were put together with this this investigator, and you start seeing, okay, there's something here. And I take it you're going along with him, you know, during the duration of this 4-year investigation, right?
For me, it was a matter of researching what had occurred already with the group. I wasn't redoing the research while the investigation was ongoing. That as a journalist, you know, I would not be privy to confidential investigation.
Right.
So it was essentially to do the book was a matter of recreating what had occurred already, and which was a fascinating, you know, epic account of just a very involved, dramatic investigation that ultimately led to a massive takedown of more than 30 gang members who have all been convicted of various serious federal crimes and are in prison now.
Well, before you start connecting the dots, you got to discover the dots. And as you're doing this post the investigation now, I understand. And then you start connecting the dots. Now, when we come back, we've got to go to a quick break. Then we'll take a look at these various dots that you had to connect to come up with this story that is quite compelling, Operation Devil Horns. A true story, and your new book, Ray Bolger, is with us, and we're going to have more from Ray, a journalist with over 20 years of experience covering business, technology, finance, government, and crime. His published articles have appeared in many leading outlets, including the Baltimore Sun, Philadelphia Inquirer, The Hill, and Forbes magazine. For more information, you can check out the website, OperationDevilHorns.com. So more from Ray after this. Stay with us.
Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? Well, this should be the year you get one. The VA reports that if more veterans got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, it's more difficult for us to fight the flu. So here's your veterans tip of the day. The VA has established a partnership with Walgreens and now is offering flu shots at all of its pharmacies, including Duane Reade Pharmacies in New York and at the Walgreens Health Clinic locations across America. The VA medical centers aren't always conveniently located, and not all veterans have access to them. This is why they partnered with Walgreens. Eligible veterans can visit participating Walgreens pharmacy locations to receive a vaccination at no cost. To find your closest Walgreens, go to walgreens.com. You can get your flu shot on your next visit to the VA center, too. The life you save may be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work. because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Of course, that's not Spanish, but hey, look, it's fun to listen to the music. Why not? Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're visiting with Ray Bolger, talking about his brand-new book, A True Story of a Dedicated Team of Special Agents, Federal Prosecutors, Local Police, who overcome political and legal challenges to take down more than 24 violent criminal targets. And this is happening, Ray, in a sanctuary city with all its silly policies and political correctness and all that's happening. Special Agent Michael Santini, has given you this inside account of this takedown of MS-13 in San Francisco, which is, still one of the largest federal takedowns of a criminal gang in U.S. history, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it really was an epic 4-year-long investigation involving flipping gang members as inside informants. And the way the story is written, it's similar if anybody's familiar with like the series The Wire, where you get the perspective of the criminals, the gang members, the perspective of the law enforcement handling the case, and the political environment, as you were referring to.
Right.
San Francisco being a sanctuary city created particular special challenges for the lead federal investigator and as well as the local SFPD officers who were dealing with the gang for years prior to this takedown. And ultimately, it was a matter of local and federal police working together to take them down successfully.
Uh-huh. And Michael Santini, the special agent with Homeland Security Investigation, it starts with his clever move to get a couple of hardened gang members and convince them to live as criminal informants, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And you're right. It was a clever application of psychology, essentially, to convince these two main informants that their better option in life was to cooperate with law enforcement rather than risk their lives and continuing as gangbangers. And so, yeah, you're right. That was the key to cracking driving a wedge into the gang and gaining the information that led to the convictions of more than 24 of the gang members, 30
and
gang members.
Ray, right. People need to understand that, you know, to get, you know, gang members to, you know, just have that opportunity. I mean, look at on either side, it's death for them. If they're found out, I mean, and MS-13 is not real gentle about how they take you out. And especially if you're a rat, boy, you're putting a lot on the line. But to convince, you know, these gang members that it's in their better interest and the greater interest of all concerned to become criminal informants, I mean, that's quite the sales job.
Correct. Yes, and the gang, as you suggest, they're constantly checking their own ranks for rats, as you put it.
Right.
So these two informants they knew they were as good as dead if they were discovered. So yeah, it was a dicey life or death proposition for quite an extended period of time. And the gang is very MS-13 very difficult for U.S. local police to crack because of this. They're so vigilant about policing, you know, for possible informants.
Mm. What else did you discover about MS-13? I mean, we are finding out today more than we knew about them last year, but there's probably so much more that you're aware of that you say, well, the reporting needs to catch up with it. What else do we need to know about MS-13?
Well, I mean, some of the more disturbing aspects for me are that, and again, like any organization, you know, there's different individuals that even though they're all part of the gang, but there is a very dark element to their gang philosophy, for lack of a better word. Their credo is rape, murder, and torture. So, and they, you know, the Operation Devil Horns, the title of our book, refers to the gang's allegiance to the devil. So their gang hand gesture symbol is devil horns. A lot of them have devil tattoos on their body, and they refer to the devil as the beast. There's sort of this dark side that is rather disturbing.
So their pursuit and their worldview is devil-like. And I guess to become, you know, more devilish than the other, I guess is, you know, part of the ladder of progression for them, right?
For an individual within the ranks of the gang?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there were in the story Operation Devil Horns. You know, the reader encounters various characters, real characters within the gang, and. In particular, one is stood out as there are a few, but one in particular, his name is Pelantito in the book. Mm-hmm. He was such a sort of homicidal maniac that even other gang members were intimidated by him.
Mm-hmm. So you mention in the book that it took the cold-blooded murder of three family members in San Francisco to finally, I guess, shake the consciousness of the people there in the Bay Area, as well as the American public. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was the murder of the Bologna family's tragic situation there. And at the time, Gavin Newsom was mayor of San Francisco. He's now the
governor-elect, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. And what happened was the Bologna family were essentially killed in a by two of the gang members who were in the clique being targeted in the by the agent Santini. They were just sitting in their car, ready, trying to take a left turn. A couple of gang members pulled up next to them, looked over. The assumption is they thought they were their rival gang members, the Norteños, but these were native San Franciscans, Mr. Bologna and his three sons in the car, and these two MS-13 20th Street clique members just opened fire on them and killed the father and two sons. And that when that occurred, it blew up politically. I mean, Mrs. Bologna was on the Megyn Kelly show, tragically crying, you know, and just stricken as she'd lost half her family. And it became a national story. So there was a lot of political pressure that came down on Newsom and the local political establishment because the couple, the two gang members who had killed the Bolognas were illegal immigrants. They had been in custody prior to the killings and released by the local jurisdiction. So the danger of MS-13 and the lack of cooperation between federal immigration authorities and local police became painfully apparent nationwide.
And San Francisco's become the poster child of all this, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, San Francisco is known as one of the, if not the most liberal left cities in the country. They still have sanctuary policy, as many jurisdictions do in other parts of the country. But
right.
Yeah, San Francisco is kind of the poster child.
They've been leading the way, no doubt. Well, your story, Operation Devil Horns, is quite the success story for Homeland Security investigations, right?
Yeah, it was the big first RICO case that HSI had successfully prosecuted. So that was a huge feather in their cap. The Agent Santini and the other agents, and the prosecutor Laura Gwynn with the DOJ, and a couple of SFPD gang task force officers were highly instrumental in this success story as well. So it was kind of a common joint success for law enforcement in federal and local levels.
So here HSI does their due diligence and they execute a pre-dawn raid. Tell us about that.
Right. So once the grand jury indictments were nailed down, they now had a very challenging tactical situation where they needed to raid 30 different locations simultaneously, and the operation was weeks and weeks in the planning and involved 300 specialized law enforcement, special operators, SWAT teams with air support. You know, they gathered at Moffett Field in San Francisco and essentially hit them all at once at 5 a.m. across the Bay Area and successfully arrested more than 30 gang members without injury.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. And so what was the final disposition of those that were taken in this raid?
More than 30 convictions, almost all of them for extended or life sentences in federal prison.
This is what you would call a good day for HSI, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, regardless of where one stands on the political issues that form the backdrop for Operation Devil Horns, nearly everyone would agree it's a harrowing true tale from Fog City's dark underbelly. Ray Bolger has been our guest. Where can they go to get their hands on the book, Ray, and to, you know, if they want to study up and get some more information, where should they go?
Well, if they want to patronize their local bookstore and they don't have it, they can order it for them. Of course, it's available on Amazon and other outlets. And we have a website for further information, which is www.operationdevilhorns.com. www.operationdevilhorns.com.
Well, great job, Ray Bolger. Thank you so much for being with us. And it'll be linked on our website as well.
Thanks a lot, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Hi, folks. It's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the T1s to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super T and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super T and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy 2, Get 1 Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists.